God's grace and his mercy are yours in Jesus, our Savior. He was 80 years old when he saw the river turn from water to blood. He was 80 years old when he saw the firstborn son of every house in Egypt die. 80 years old when he saw his own firstborn son saved by the blood of a lamb. He was 80 years old when he saw God tear apart the Red Sea and the children of Israel walk through on dry ground. He was 80 years old when he saw God on a mountain and saw God in a tent. 80 years old, he saw God bring food from the sky and water from a rock. He saw God fight for his people and win battle after battle after battle. He saw 12 spies go into the promised land to see if it really was flowing with milk and honey. And it was, just like God promised. He was 80 years old when he saw those 12 spies come back and report that it was too scary to go in. They were chicken. And so when he was 80 years old, God told Moses to lead the children of Israel around and around and around in the desert for 40 years. And during those 40 years, every adult, except two, died. So 40 years later, he was 120 years old. And he stood in the middle of a crowd of millions, and he looked out and saw two people who were even half his age. How do you communicate miracles to millions who are too young to remember them? How do you pass down the power of God that you saw with your own eyes and the mercy of God that you've experienced in your life when the people around you haven't experienced it like that? How do you do Christian education? She was 5 hours old when I held her in my arms. 5 hours old, but already at 5 hours, a little rebel against God, just like all of us are when we're born. How do you pass down miracles to a 5-hour-year-old baby? 5-hour-old baby. How do you put the love of Jesus into the heart of an infant? Well, of course, baptism, right? And this little girl will be baptized, but Jesus told us that we should baptize and teach them everything he commanded. So how do you do Christian education? We're going to take 15 minutes and stand in the desert with Moses and hear what he has to say about it, hear what God has to say about it, and we'll hear how we do Christian education God's way, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And God's way of doing Christian education has 3 steps. Moses tells us the first step in verse 4. And there's an implied is. The word is implied in verse 4. So it goes like this. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God. Yahweh would be the name that shows up in the original Hebrew. And Yahweh is one. The first step of Christian education is to know that Yahweh is God, because where the children of Israel were, right there, to the north of them, those people thought Molech was God. And across the river from them, those people thought that Baal was God. And all around them, in the country where they were, those people thought that Chemosh was God. And if you wanted to have one of those gods, you were in for a rough time, because in order to please those gods, you had to sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice, and if they ever got mad at you, they would kill you. And if you were really in a tight spot, then with one of these gods, you would kill your son on their altar. But those gods aren't real. Those gods aren't God. Yahweh is our God. And when Yahweh had a chance to explain himself, what does his name even mean? Here's what he had to say. The Lord, that's Yahweh, Yahweh, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. Yahweh isn't like those other gods. Yahweh is the God of love and the God of justice. And you can't do Christian education unless you know who God is. So step one is that Yahweh is God. Thank goodness. Step two to God's way of doing Christian education is in verses 5 and 6. Step two is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. If your God is the God of love and forgiveness, then love him. And love him not just in your faith life and Sunday, but love him with everything you do, with all your strength. And these commandments that I give you, he says, are to be on your heart. So step two of Christian education is taking the words of Yahweh and putting them first and foremost in our own hearts. Step three is the part we always think about. Step three is in verses 7 to 9. This is telling the next generation all about them. It says, impress these words, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates. These are Hebrew idioms for making God's word part of everything you do with your hands by tying them on your hands, and everything you think by tying them on your forehead, and painting them on your house so that everyone who comes by your door knows that in this house, there's no Chemosh, and in this house, there's no Molech, and in this house, Yahweh, the God of love, the God of forgiveness, is our God. So that's it. That's Christian education, according to Moses. One, you know that Yahweh is God, no one else. Two, you put his words in your own heart. And then three, impress those words on your children. So how are we doing with those three steps around here? How are we doing Christian education at Mount Olive? Well, the first thing that probably comes to mind is all the things we do in this building here and in the rooms attached to it in the school. And today is a day for us to celebrate all of the amazing blessings that God is giving us through Christian education at Mount Olive. And so we have a school that teaches every subject in the light of God's word, and that uses Christian discipline when students mess up according to God's word, and encourages students when they have a success according to God's word. We have amazing teachers and volunteers and parents and students and lay leaders on the board for Christian education, all of whom are great blessings from God. And besides our regular school, we have the blessing of a youth program and Sunday school that we do here. So we've got the story of how Yahweh sent his only son Jesus to earth, and we're distributing that to children of all ages on Sunday mornings during Sunday school with volunteer teachers and other volunteer parents. And on Sundays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Fridays and Saturdays, we've got Bible classes where groups of people from Mount Olive, of adults and children, get together to talk about God's word. And we have life groups that are meeting in homes to connect with one another and connect with God's word, learning more about Yahweh and what he is doing and putting their words on his hearts and impressing them on our children. And today's a day to celebrate all that and to thank God for all that, because it's paying off. In 2018, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod did a study of all the young adults in America that they had access to. And it was to try to figure out how our churches are serving our youth. And what they found is that children who are enrolled in a youth program at church, or children who are enrolled in a Lutheran elementary school, are more connected to God's church than those who aren't. Praise the Lord. But did you happen to catch what God said in verse 7 of our text today? In verse 7, he said, talk about God's word when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Which means that if you're planning on me, as the school pastor and the youth pastor, to do Christian education for you, then I hope we're having something good for lunch, because we're supposed to do that while I sit in your home. It means that if you're planning on the teachers of our school and the faculty at our Lutheran Elementary School doing Christian education for you because they're the experts, then you better save a spot in your car for them, because you're supposed to talk about that as you go along the road. It means that if you're planning on our Sunday school and our youth leaders doing Christian education for your children, and you're going to leave it up to them, well, I didn't know you guys were that friendly, because you're supposed to talk about that right before you go to sleep at night and right when you wake up, and I didn't know you guys had Sunday school staff sleepovers that often. I'm just putting it in those funny, weird terms to hopefully impress this verse on your memory, that Christian education isn't something we do first and foremost in this building. It's not something that professionals do. It's something that happens 24/7, 365 days a year, and only parents and grandparents and families can do that. So, that's why this is the list of things that make a difference in children's education. That 2018 study by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod found that while children who are enrolled in an elementary school or a youth program, they are more connected to the church, after those students graduate from high school, about 60% of all of them will leave church. 60% of those who were enrolled in youth group will leave church. 60% of those who were enrolled in elementary school will leave church. 60% who never had anything to do with church, or never had anything to do with school or youth, will leave church. That's because Christian education in this building is beautiful, but it's not enough. Instead, this is what those young adults identified as effective Christian education. When they talked to all the adults who are still, after high school, connected to Jesus, these are the common themes. Number one, the parents of those children were in church. They were connected to their God. Number two, those parents lived out their faith, not just on Sunday, but throughout the week, in what they said and what they did and what they thought. And third, those kids talked to their parents about their faith. That's how the young adults in the study described Christian education that works. Do you remember how God described Christian education that works? It probably won't surprise you to find that it matches up exactly with the study. God said, first, Christian education means that families know Yahweh is their God. They're connected to their God. And second, God's word is in your hearts and in your lives, right? With all your strength, with all your heart, with all your soul, you're loving God. And third, he said, talk about these things with your children. Christian education is this thing that we do all the time by having Yahweh as our God, putting him in our hearts, and then sharing it with our children. And that's why our school's mission statement, as it's printed on the wall, says this: Mount Olive Lutheran School assists parents with the Christian training of children for life and eternity. That's the first sentence, that our school is there and our youth program is there, and everything we do here is to assist parents and then provide academic excellence and reflect the light of Jesus. Our whole ministry at Mount Olive is set up to lift up parents to be the primary educators of their kids. And so Christian education starts with families. And that means that today I need you to forgive me. I need you to forgive me for the times that I've let those words on our wall just be words on a wall and not live them out. For the times when I consider myself or our staff the experts. The times when I don't lift up families as God's way of doing Christian education. And I need you to search your own heart today too. Friends, Do we always keep God's word in our hearts, doing it and loving it with all our soul and all our strength? Dads, moms, do we always take time and invest patience and invest energy in talking with our children informally and doing formal sit-down devotions at home? People without children and grandparents, do you use your words and your conversations and your prayers to lift up parents as God's special educators? Christian Education Week, Christian Education Sunday, gives us all a chance to do some repenting, which makes me think, what if our God was Molech? What would this day be like if our God was Chemosh or Baal? We would be so far in their doghouse that we could never get out. We would be dead meat. Thank goodness those gods aren't real. It makes me think, what if sports really was God? What if academics really was God? What if our family's reputation really was the most important thing about us? It would be so much pressure to try to always be perfect and never mess up. But those things aren't God. Those things aren't number one. Thank goodness Yahweh is God, the God of free and faithful love, the God of forgiveness, the God of compassion and love. And that means that you don't have to be a perfect, sinless person to do Christian education. You don't have to be a sinless Sunday school teacher or a sinless grandparent or a sinless pastor or a sinless mom or dad. No, because of Yahweh and because He's God and He forgives, it means we can do Christian education as sinners who have been forgiven by Jesus. So what would it look like if we modeled for our children all the people who are around us, all the children around us? What if we modeled for them not what it's like to be perfect, but what it's like to live in forgiveness? What it's like to fall flat on our face and trust that Jesus will still love us? What if we showed them that Yahweh forgives and He is our God in our house? That's something worth passing down to the next generation. And if that's the culture that you have in your house, if that's the culture we pass down in our families, then think of the awesome blessings that happen when we come together in this building. When we come together for a youth group, or we come together for school or Sunday school, think of the awesome friendships that could develop between forgiven children who learned it from their parents. Think of the amazing blessings that could happen when Christian teachers model and role model what this looks like at school to supplement what happens at home. Think of all the blessings that could happen with our work here if it starts at home. And that's why here at Mount Olive, our leadership has been researching ways to lift up parents and strengthen the families of our church. We've been reading books and talking to other congregations about how they do this and trying to figure out ways that we can help families get stronger so that our church can get stronger. That's what we've been doing. And now I need you guys to do two things. Two things to do before the sermon's over. One, I need you to pray. To pray for our children, to pray for our parents, to pray for our families and our ministry, that we would do Christian education God's way. That we would know Yahweh. And number two, later this week, I need you to check your email. Because in your email, there's going to be a survey from me that asks you how we can better serve the families, your family, or the families you know. The survey is going to look like this. It's called Mount Olive Family Ministry Survey, and it's based on the things we talked about today. The questions are pretty open-ended, so it's going to take a little thought. But please, take some time, think about them, talk about them with your family, talk about them with some friends, and give us your feedback about how we can help families grow. That's our plan for how we're going to do Christian education God's way, and it brings me back to that little girl. That little girl from the beginning of the sermon is Nora Grace. She's my little niece, And when I was done holding her, I put her back in the arms of her dad, Stephen. That's what Christian education is like in a nutshell. Pastors like me partner with dads like Stephen to help little girls like Nora get to know the goodness of Yahweh, get to know the forgiveness of Jesus. That's how we pass down miracles to the next generation. And the whole time we do it, our God is the God of forgiveness. May God give us this method of Christian education at Mount Olive for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please stand.